Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is
Doug
Loves Movies!
Oh, I really spotted some talent in there on that one. Coming to you from Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles! We did it, we're the best place. It's Monday, September 11th, 2017, and this is our 60th episode this year. It's 52 days till Ragnarok. And I'd like to see some mighty name tags. Let me see them. Okay, maybe not mighty so far, but certainly colorful and Photoshop-y. What do we have here? We got back, Taya, future. Your name's Taya. Great job. From Dusk Till Dawn, That's a lifestyle right there. I like that. Resident Evia?
Yeah.
Evia. Yeah. And it's already got my signature on it. So we've already probably had this discussion. Jess LC Punk. I like that. That's good. What does this say? Bridge to Terry Bethia? Good job, Terry. All right. Well, that is weird. There's not one giant one, it's all like tiny ones. Not tiny, you know what I mean. Trump size. But thank you guys for making those and for being here. It's a warm day in Los Angeles, and I was worried about the air conditioning. Oh. The lights just came on so I could see the name tags. This is really going great tonight. But one thing I got to say right out of the gate is what's up with the crickets? They're gone tonight. Last Thursday was all crickety, and then today, did you kill all the crickets?
I did.
Is that why you're late?
Yes.
Is that why you're sitting down right now?
Yeah.
That's okay. Good job, cricket killer. I appreciate it. Maybe is it like too hot for crickets? Is that how that works? I don't know how crickets work. I should Google it. Doug Plugs, Portland, Oregon. This Friday, I'm doing a stand-up show at Happy Hour at Helium Comedy Club, and the gas continues the next day, Saturday, September 16th, with the Doug Loves Movies taping at 4:20. Doug Loves Movies is back here at Meltdown Comics next Monday night, September 19th. We're back in Austin, Texas at Cap City Comedy. Oh, sorry. On, wait, what the fuck? 19th? Jesus. What? What's next? Next Monday will be the 18th. I don't know why I wrote down September 19th. Next Monday we're here, September 18th, and then September 20th in Austin. Atlanta, Raleigh, Phoenix, and more coming up. For all the dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
Jim and Sam. All right, the prize bag that I have includes... I'm very excited about this. There's an art gallery down the street from Comedy Works in Denver, and they donated this to me to put into the prize bag. And apparently, this is artwork at... The gallery is called Incredible Art Gallery in downtown Denver. And this is a Game of Thrones piece with, I guess that guy is Jon Snow. Right? Is that who that is? I'm glad you guys are all excited. That worked out great. I might not need this tonight. I brought my, my cricket noisemaker. Because one time, I don't know if it really works, but one time... Did I just make the cricket start? God damn it! Crickets are so weird! They're quiet as shit till they hear a fake cricket? I got a t-shirt from the Accidental Comedy Festival, Peacemaker pipe, of course. I know this one hasn't been used at all. It's a nice freshie. And, you know, because I live here, so I didn't need to use it yet. A blue card from Getting Doug with High. And I think that's everything I brought. And then stuff brought by my three terrific guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Adam Burke, Tom Takkar, and Ari Shaffir.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, Doug.
Hello. Doug. Let's just start with you, Tom Takkar. Let's meet them individually.
Hello.
And get a round of applause for each, starting with Tom Takkar is here, everybody.
Hey! How's it going?
Did you guys get a chance to listen to the Boise episode? Did anybody listen to it yet? Okay, so some of
you heard it.
He was there in Boise. He didn't win, but he's still...
I was proud of how I played, though.
Yeah, really good play, dude.
Thanks, man.
And but always happy to have you on the show in New York. You're a New York comedy phenom, and so it's nice to see you out here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And we got high earlier today on the internet, you and I.
I did my first dab today.
That was your first dab ever?
First dab. Hold on.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Had you ever been around it before and like peer pressured to say, no, I don't want to? Or is this your first time, like, experience at all?
First, I've never even seen it before, okay? I'm a fucking nerd. No one offers me drugs. This is the first time I've gotten high. I feel very anxious.
Well, you know, now I hope this opens up a whole new world and all those people out there with dab rigs in New York City will approach you and force you to do it.
That's what I got in this for.
Yeah.
So I'd be offered dabs.
I think that's only fair. Does anybody have a dab rig here tonight? No? Okay, that's cool. But next time, you better. No, I was going to say we could, because I've dabbed out and back after a show from time to time.
After shows?
Yeah. I do it before. I don't care. Look, everything's written down.
The term is I don't give a fuck.
I said it wrong. I don't give a gosh darn goddamn. Yeah, fuck it. That gentleman speaking is Mr. Ari Shaffir, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. I got like two applauses because I got the one before. So,
gentlemen, I just said. Is my mic still working? Or did something happen to it? Feels less hot. See, like, check out how hot yours is. Holy shit. And then I'm over here. Oh, there you go. That's better. Good job. Thank you. Thank you, tech team. Ari, You got a special now on the old Netflix.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Double Negative. It's like two specials.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
You were on Getting Dug with High today. We didn't discuss the premise. How does it work? Why is it two specials?
It's just like a double album, but like in special form.
Oh, okay. So people watch it. It's 2 hours long?
It's 2:45s.
2 45-minute sets.
Yeah.
And how long apart did you tape them?
Minutes.
Oh, you did one set, then you did another set, and you only had one shot at each?
No, two at each.
Oh, okay, two nights.
Yeah.
Of two.
No, one night. I just did them back to back.
Just for one night, you did them back to back.
I think I did it.
Yeah, this feels like a math equation. This is fucked up.
Yeah.
It sounds like you did a long special.
It was a long special. They're thematically broken up, so.
Yeah, it's a 90-minute special, but it's in 2 45-minute parts.
Yeah.
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 I'm in. You know, why do an hour? And also, you know, what's with all these fuckers who are just getting a half hour? These poor pieces of shit.
Yeah, no,
now they'll get 2 15-minute sets.
And that's Adam Burke, everybody.
Hi.
Chicago comedy phenom. I'm sure all of you sitting here today have heard him on Douglas Movies. The last time he was on was at Talia Hall. In Chicago, and always great to have you. What are you doing out in Los Angeles?
Just doing some shows, just hanging out, doing this.
Did you come out here just to do this?
Yes, I did.
Oh shit, what a waste. No, but it's super cool to have you here, and I'd say this is a pretty evenly matched panel as far as movie trivia knowledge goes. I think you all know what you know, but don't know everything. Is that safe to say?
I know almost nothing, but I'm the best at gamesmanship, so.
Right, that's true. You are a good gamesmanshipper.
You just mean you're like friendly in competition?
Shut up, nerd.
Shit. I think I got my answer.
You haven't even done dabs before, you dork.
I've dabbled in it.
And Ari was on Getting Dug with High today as well. So you are you fully recovered from that?
Yeah, man.
But it took a little while. We were pretty high when we left today.
Yeah, I mean, I was testing the theory that you can drive safely on marijuana. I mean, there were some bumps, some heavy bumps. And I'm like, I don't know. Don't ask, don't tell.
Finally, someone put it to the test.
Man.
How would we have known?
I had a driver, and I was so high, for several times throughout the ride, I thought he was my friend. Like, I kept forgetting that he didn't care about my well-being.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, shit, man. I just every once in a while would blurt that out, like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck, man, buddy.
Usually I have the reverse problem where they think they're my friend.
Yeah, most of the Uber drivers these days aren't too chatty, I find. I find they kind of just, they feel the room. Like if you're just sitting there not talking to them, they just drive, you know?
They were that first year of Uber, people were like, can you believe I'm doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so have you ever taken one of these rides before?
I just picked you up in my Miata.
You live there? Cool. All right.
I think a memo definitely went out. Hey, guys, just shut the fuck up.
That's Facebook invites.
Right, but doesn't Lyft have like a thing where there's three things they have to say to every passenger, and they're all kind of convo starters?
Is one of them, this is not an Uber?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lyft is a front seat ride share.
Ugh. I want to sit in the back like Miss Daisy.
Lyft is the Southwest of ride shares. No, barely anything on that. Okay. Is it overly friendly? No, nobody.
There's barely anybody here. I almost sent out a tweet today warning everybody about how hot it was going to be in here tonight, and then I guess they fixed the air conditioning, so it's not bad. So. Well, dodged a bullet there.
I like the message I got from a producer of yours. I'm like, just so you know, the air conditioner's out, so it's going to be hot. And I'm like, should I prepare for that? What do you mean? Like,
bring a fan.
Drink more? I don't understand. Bring one of those mini fans?
Bring a fan, yeah.
They're
yeah.
like, do you bring know anything about air conditioning?
We need you to bring a lot of water. And no, I just thought people would want to wear, like, shorts or something if they knew. But, like I said, it's not bad.
I mean, I have a camelback in there.
You what?
I got my Camelback in the green room.
Well, you know, it's midnight at the Oasis, so send your camel to bed. All right. What did you guys bring for the prize bag, starting with you, Tom Tokar?
Oh, man, I'm pretty
I know
excited
you feel a lot
things.
Of pressure over what to bring.
I do. I think I brought some good shit today. I stopped at Amoeba Records today.
Oh, actually, that's a wonderful place.
40 minutes ago. I got a DVD copy of Harry and the Hendersons.
Nice.
Special edition.
That, of course, was an answer at one point on the show in Boise.
That's right.
Yeah, because I was trying to come up with monkey movies. And I should say to you, Tom, that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1
just called Guardians
doesn't
of the
have
Galaxy.
A Volume 1 on it.
I knew it!
I just invented that in my head. Like
it just felt like bullying me.
It should have a Volume 1, you know, like just like Godfather 1, The Exorcist 1, Alien 1. You know how it works.
Yeah. He bullied you into thinking there was a Volume 1, and
he
then
did.
He was like, I bet I can get this guy to smoke dabs.
I'm very easily pressured.
You are a pushover in a lot of areas. But so I apologize for that, but also it didn't affect the outcome of the
Has
game.
Has there been any ones, like the first movie, and they just call it one?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, what did Mel Brooks do with History of the World? What's that called? Like
part two.
Part one.
Part one?
Oh, it says part one?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so there you go. That's the one. Mm-hmm. That's the one where somebody made that joke.
And there was Philadelphia 1. They really thought there was...
Philadelphia 1!
That clearly wasn't going to be a sequel.
They thought there was going to be a sequel. The original ending was open-ended.
I heard the second one was going to be a drag racing movie. It was going to be called The Streets of Philadelphia. But, you know, I didn't get my news sources from, like, publications, so might be wrong.
I also
Streets
brought
Z,
Philadelphia Drift.
They just like say racial slurs as they slide. Hey, eat a fucking cheesecake, you Spicoli. Is that something?
Hey, wah wah.
Hey, we're all garbage.
I also brought one of my favorite books, Anthony Kiedis's Scar Tissue. It's a fine book, and it's related to my podcast, Stand By Your Band, because we had an episode where somebody defended Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, how'd they do it? They said, I like to hear the same song a bunch of different... with a bunch of different...
They did not say that, Doug.
best cover band in history.
What the fuck?
Wait, what?
What the
Is that official?
Yeah, I don't know when anybody got bigger than them.
But you said
they weren't a cover band, though.
They're pretty much a cover band.
They cover themselves over and over.
Yeah,
you can't think of any bands that are bigger than Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Bigger cover bands?
Oh, no.
Cover based.
Now I understand.
Yeah, this is just a burn.
Now I get what you're saying.
I don't appreciate. This is a burn. Now I have scar tissue.
Oh, okay. I thought you really said that they're the biggest band of all time. And I'm like, well, the biggest cocksock band of all time. That's for damn sure.
I also brought like a pin from Abiba. And the most important gift, I brought a receipt so that you can return all this shit if you don't like it.
Oh, okay.
But please read Scar Tissue.
I like
Give
that.
Give my boy Kiedis a chance.
What
a
thoughtful, well, that's the great uncle. Thing about a book.
God. When's this gamesmanship beginning, Ari? God. Knocking my books out of my hand like a...
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're like one of the bullies.
High school bully.
You're like one of the bullies in It. The bullies in It are so fucking aggressive.
They're the scariest bullies
they're like,
of all
they're
time.
They're like so... Like they say... faggot and retarded, and they
yeah everything
and then they just start
Philly
punching on the basis of people being those things.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's so weird. Why are they so mean? They don't give them any motivation.
That's true. Like, you don't see the bully backstory. Like what
movie
made
bullies? You
what,
never see it.
What made them so shitty?
Yeah, well, you never have them sit down and be like, "What's your problem, man? Do you need help?" Like, yeah, I need a friend.
The crickets are going crazy. Let me try to shut them up.
Coming out more.
No. Yeah. They're weird. Crickets are weird. Can't figure them out.
They're going to go away, but the locusts are going to come.
I mean, I'm glad that my life isn't trying to fuck a cricket because I don't know what. They send really mixed signals.
It's weird that these crickets keep showing up to all your shows, Adam.
Adam, what do you got for the prize bag?
Shit. We should never put these out of the. Thank you. What have I got? I got a copy of my album, as usual, Universal Scroll Theory, through a special thing. Thank you, Ari. I like old books about old movies. Like, this book is called The Films of Frank Sinatra. There's no penetrating insights. There's no criticism. It's just a list of all his films and all the people who are in them and the plots of those films. It's great. I love them. I was watching one of my favorite movies, Kansas City Confidential. I don't know if anyone's ever seen it. My favorite actor in that is Jack Elam. So I drew a picture of Jack Elam that someone can have.
See that.
Famous bug-eyed character actor.
Yeah, but very young, handsome Jack Elam. He was always cockeyed, crazy old guy for like the last 30 years of his career.
Right, that's hot. That's
rugged.
Jack Elam.
Yeah, he's hot. I'm getting boned up over here, dude.
That's very nice. Yeah. Ari, did you draw anything for us?
No.
Did you buy anything?
Well, I'm here just visiting, so I didn't realize I'd be doing this, so I didn't have anything heartfelt, but I stopped into the Comedy Store, and I got some free passes to shows at the Comedy Store. I don't know. They're worth a bunch of money, I guess.
Like four passes?
Four for, yeah.
Yeah, maybe, there you go.
Maybe.
World famous Comedy Store.
Yeah, two each.
Oh, so eight passes at the Comedy Store.
That's great.
Maybe split those up.
Yeah, and then when you get in there, there's a two drink minimum, and drinks are $17 each.
It'll still cost you over $150 for sure, but enjoy your time there. It's sort of a Ponzi scheme, actually.
Yeah, really, the pyramid scheme over here.
Yeah.
All right, so all of that is going to be won by somebody tonight, but before we get to the game portion of the show, I've got a couple of things I want to talk to you guys about, starting with...
You never type, huh?
What's that?
You always go handwriting?
With this, yeah. Just like it.
Yeah, sure.
It's therapeutic for me to write it down like it's a fucking note from a serial killer. Somebody, probably Patton Oswalt, pointed out that it looks like, did you ever see the documentary Crumb?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his brother that just writes maniacally long, you know, just is always writing shit like this on paper. It reminded him of that. All right. Don't stare at it. That's like cheating.
Oh, you'll go blind.
It's totally cheating.
If you look at Doug Betts' handwriting, you go blind.
Right. Yeah. It's like the eclipse.
Stare right at it.
Yeah. All right. So we'll start with you, Tom Takkar, because you just, I think, got this question just 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've seen anything since, but what's the last movie you saw?
I tried to watch World War Z today.
Why did you fail?
Well, I just couldn't follow it. I was so high. The whole movie, I was like, why Z? Why is it called? When did they never say, whoa, this is like World War Z? And that's, I think I was, but I needed I, that scene I, to put it together.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Z for zombie.
Oh!
Did you really not get that?
I swear to you, I did not get it. I am not kidding when I say I didn't get it.
Wait, did you think there were 20...
That sucks.
Did you think there were 25 prequels that you'd missed? I missed the A through Y.
I was like, I should probably have watched the other movies first. I'm not following this. It was funny how often they said the word zombie. They're like, there's an email with the word zombie in it somewhere. And I was like, why are we talking about emails, man? There's a zombie movie, dog. Oh, my BlackBerry's not working. That's so scary. I didn't understand the film.
He survived a lot. They would get into plane crashes.
Oh my
fuck,
god,
that sucks. Wait, and that, just go off.
Yeah, they were just kind of fine. He had like a thing through his chest. He's just like, yeah, this sucks. He just lives.
Oh, being impaled sucks.
Yeah, and they
FML.
Go. They go to the World Health Organization at one point, and the guy that's in charge is the same dude that ended up playing Doctor Who.
Oh.
Yeah, so in the credits of World War Z, they call him Doctor Who.
Really?
I think, something like that.
Is that right?
It's some shit like that where you're like, what the fuck?
It's weird that when
he got cast as Doctor Who, that's crazy.
I think the most heavy-handed part of World War Z is when they get to that hospital and they won't take their insurance because they have Medicaid. They have Medicaid, so they won't help them from the zombie violence.
Is that why you didn't understand the movie? You're too busy writing great jokes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be in LA till the 18th.
You couldn't focus on it because you were just being too funny.
World War Z.
That's what it's known as in England, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, the dude's name was...
Dr. Who guy?
Yeah, Peter Capaldi. Who Doctor is his fucking name in that movie, W-H-O Doctor. And then he's Doctor Who year or two later, several years later.
What a world.
Is that the late...
proof that God exists. Am I wrong? I wrong?
But now Doctor Who's a lady, so it's over.
Yeah, proof that...
Shut it down. Not right.
That fucking phone booth has a glass ceiling, if you ask me.
I've never watched Doctor Who, but I admire it. And anyway, you know what I mean? It feels like a lot like the tone of it feels a lot like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I enjoyed a lot. But you know, Doctor Who has been on for so many years. Like
I can't even catch up.
Yeah, it's been around forever.
And then the hard work, like 10 years ago.
But it wasn't good then when you were 12.
You're like, what?
When you were 12, it wasn't good, though.
Disagree.
Okay.
I loved it.
If you say so.
I'm glad you guys got to the bottom of that.
Adam, what's your... hang on, I got to shut down these crickets.
What happened to this place?
Kind of worked.
Kind of
a little quieter.
What is the theory here that if you make that noise, surely the worry is that they're going to start mating with that box.
Right, they're going to come fuck this noise box. But I'd be very happy to see that happen.
Oh, you'd have to let it.
Listen. See, they're gone again. Oh. Like, what the fuck is the deal with crickets? Are you that stupid that a fake cricket sound makes you shut up? You dumb crickets!
They're male crickets. That's a female cricket noise. They let them speak for a little second, and then they interrupt straight away.
Yeah, you know what? Cricket-splaining is the issue. Among...
Actually, you're supposed crickets. To flap your wings like this.
It's called striation. We do it with our back legs.
Did you answer the question, Adam?
Mm-mm. What was the question?
We got off on a cricket riff. also known in Britain. Florence Foster Jenkins.
Why?
That was the last movie you saw?
Yeah, sorry, Florence Foster Jenkins Z. I couldn't figure out. I saw it. Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I heard my mom thought it was good. And then I made the mistake of taking her.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Meryl Streep commits to it, but it's a movie about a horrible singer.
Yeah, I kind of.
So
like
you have
it.
To watch her sing horribly.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I thought it was all right.
Yeah,
it's got syphilis in it.
Simon,
that's always,
it's got know. What?
It's got. It's, she's got.
Is
syphilis.
That what you call Hugh Grant now? Hang on, the crickets are back.
All right, fine. I'll go fuck the crickets. Is that going to fix this?
Ari, what was the last movie you saw?
Theaters or any movie?
Anytime, anywhere.
The Lego movie for the first time.
Why did you wait so long?
I don't know. I just kept putting it off.
What happened? Did you enjoy it, though?
Oh, it was so good.
It's really fun.
Yeah, it was great, man. Multi-layered.
Yeah. Super funny lines. Things. That song is crazy catchy.
Everything is awesome. Was great.
Yeah. I'm glad you finally got around to it. Does that mean you're going to graduate into watching the Batman Lego?
Ninja Go. Maybe I'll go Ninja Go right now so I can see it in theaters.
Oh, it's Ninja Go? I thought it was Ninjago.
Yeah, probably you're right.
I don't know. It's confusing to me, but I'm going to check it out in case I'm in it.
Good luck, man. Really good luck.
All right, so great answers all. Really good answers. The last movie I saw, of course, was...
Hey, Doug, what was the last movie you saw? Sorry.
Thanks for asking.
We are so rude.
I saw It.
Ooh. You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I totally saw It. Boo! Boo for me going or boo for it?
Wait, I think this... I think this theater might be haunted, Doug. It's kind of... I keep hearing boos.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we're doing a podcast in a theater where there's a critical ghost. It says boo not to scare you, but to bring you down as an artist.
The scariest ghost of all.
Boo!
I didn't like these jokes when I was alive.
Yeah, there's... 125 million dollars were made by It. Biggest opening in September, second biggest R-rated opening after Deadpool. They just raked it in. Did any of you guys see It?
I saw it in Boise.
You did?
Yeah, I saw it in Boise. I loved it.
Oh, you went with Jeff Tate?
Yes.
And you got to
I was sitting in a different area though. I said
oh, I thought you were almost going to say you were sitting in a different seat than Jeff Tate. I was going to say, yeah, that's the way to go,
he
buddy.
He would not let me sit on him. And he looks so comfortable. Doesn't he look like he'd be comfortable to sit on?
Yeah, you could totally sit in his lap.
Sweet boy, I could curl up in Jeff Tate.
Ask him for some Christmas stuff. But did you, he screamed a lot, I guess.
Yeah, I screamed too.
You did?
Immediately I just said, oh shit, out loud. I don't want to ruin it, but it's in the trailer. The first
scene is really terrific. And then, you know, I liked it overall, but at the beginning it promises to be a lot scarier than it ends up being.
Yeah, there's a lot of time where it's not scary, and I think that's why I liked it. I don't like scary movies, so when they were doing boring stuff, I was like, this movie's sick. This is a great scary movie. It's barely scary at all.
Yeah, when you're just watching a bunch of teen boys in their underwear at the quarry.
I love that. Usually I have to go on a private server on my computer to do something like that. And this, now I can see it in public. Proof that there is a God.
Oh, I was just going to say, I can't wait to see how they try to replicate the success. Because you know whenever anything's a surprise hit, they try to like make it again. I don't think they're just going to start putting clowns and everything. Like there's going
to
be like...
Well, first of all, I don't know how much of a surprise this was to anybody because it's a book that's been sitting around forever that people, you know, just adore. And they also... And people remember that TV miniseries that wasn't good at all. They remember that fondly too. So like there's just a lot of goodwill going into it. And then young people that don't know any of that stuff are just like, it just looks like a fucked up movie about clowns. And they deliver like it's very Stranger Things-y, but like the kids swear a lot and the violence is very violent. Like it's, they went hard R with it. And that's, to me, that was part of the joy of it.
You're saying you love hard R's?
Well, especially like ones where really violent things happen to like teenagers and younger. Like there's a very young kid in it that just gets fucked up six ways to Sunday.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. But you know, on the last episode that we taped here, Joe DeRosa is a huge fan of the book, so I think people that love the book, there's a lot to be disappointed about because they made so many different changes. But you know, the book goes back and forth between these kids, and then when they are adults, they get visited by Pennywise the Clown again. And so it's back and forth through the whole book, and the movie is just them as kids. So everybody's speculating that the sequel, the inevitable sequel, will just be about the adult part.
No, they're going to do it like Boyhood. They're just going to follow these kids.
Oh, shit. It's going to take us 7 years to get through this.
And nothing happens the rest of it.
No.
Well, you would love that. If it's just scenes of them growing up, you'd be so happy. Oh, this isn't scary at all.
Young romance, young heartbreak. I'm into it. A story of...
Some voices drop, but that's about it.
That's great. A coming-of-age story. Maybe one of their dads. Well, the dads are all bad.
But I've heard people speculating about how, like, they didn't expect it to be this big of a hit and that they, you know, now they're only going to make a sequel because it is such a huge hit. But at the very end of the movie, it says, fucking It... Chapter one.
Yeah.
They pretty much spell it out that there's going to be more.
Oh, so that's bullshit you're saying. Yeah. I knew it was going to be.
Yeah, but you can add that. If someone just ran into the theaters and typed that in real quick.
That would be the easiest thing to edit in. It just said it. It wasn't like one of the kids was like, this has been it, chapter one.
It's true. I did see it on day two, so maybe they fixed all the prints.
Chapter one originally had a question mark at the end of it. Chapter one? Huh, guys?
Maybe that one of the characters will be like, this is not it.
We've already established this guy doesn't like pronoun humor. So.
All right, the comedy police.
So in honor of it being the number one movie right now, and Stephen King, you know, some would argue finally having, like, you know, it's certainly the biggest opening of a Stephen King adaptation.
More even than Salem's Lot. That's crazy.
Well, that was, you know, Salem's Lot was TV. Was a TV miniseries.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But what I'd like to do now, and maybe Ari won't be too great at it, but I'd like to play a round of love like, hate, hate like. And that is where we each take turns. First round is we all name a Stephen King adaptation that we love. Then the next round, we each have to say one that we just like. Next round, one that you hate.
Yeah.
You can pass on any of these. You can pass once. And it's not really a game. There's nothing on the line. But then finally, a Stephen King movie that you hate yourself for loving.
Oh.
Yeah. And again, you can pass. But let's start with Tom. What's your favorite Stephen King movie?
Green Mile is Stephen King, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'll take that.
Whoa.
Yep.
Love Green Mile. I love Green Mile.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That thing's about 3 hours long, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Perfect amount of time for a film. No story has been told perfectly in under 3 hours.
And that's the movie where a mouse mm-hmm. finds a horrific, he gets stomped on.
Wait. Is that true? I don't remember that.
Yeah, oh, you don't? That's your favorite one? You don't remember?
But doesn't the mouse live forever?
No.
I saw an edited version that my mom gave me. She knew I'm sensitive about
mice. Was this mouse also voiced by Michael J. Fox and drive a tiny little car? I think you saw Stuart Little.
That's the film I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you're thinking of Stuart Little, which is one of the better Stephen King adapts.
He does not get crushed in that movie.
Right.
Stuart Little.
Stuart Little is a really loose adaptation of Green Mile.
What do you got, Adam? Do you have a favorite Stephen King movie?
I'm going to go obvious. I'm going to go Shining.
The Shining.
The Shining.
Yep, classic. I know that I didn't, when it first came out, I was mad at that movie because it wasn't like the book. You know, it took a lot of different turns. But, you know, I was young. I didn't know any better. Ari, do you have a favorite one?
I mean, it's tough, but those two were good, but I'll probably go Stand By Me.
Right.
One of my favorites when I was younger.
And that's the other thing that's interesting. I wrote this down. Like, the ones, Shawshank, Stand By Me, Dolores Claiborne, like, some of the movies that people think are the best ones are based on short stories.
Yeah.
Or novellas, rather, that he wrote. And so maybe, like, maybe that's part of the problem with adapting Stephen King is that, like, you know, like, it is like 1,000 pages long or some shit. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how many pages there are. So maybe, like, you know, the shorter ones are easier to adapt.
He's still writing The Stand, I think, at this point.
He's still working on it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
What happened to The Gunslingers? Is that happening?
That came out and nobody saw it.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Everybody was so excited for that.
Even the studio kind of, they buried it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Some people I know are going to be pissed.
So since you guys took those other ones, I'm torn between Carrie and The Dead Zone.
Oh. Take The Dead Zone.
Yeah, they're both really good.
Oh.
I haven't seen Dead Zone in a long time. I saw Carrie again recently, and it's, you know, it's got some Brian De Palma silliness in there, but overall it's pretty effective. Like... Tom,
I'm gonna go with it.
What's one you just like?
I think I'm gonna go with it. I liked it. I didn't mean to do that. I'm very sorry. Don't boo me again, sir. I'm very fragile. I'm a snowflake. I'm a cuck.
He's one of the He's one of the bullies.
I'm all grown up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought this was the Nerdist Theater, buddy. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay. Adam?
Well, see, it's got to be one I just kind of like, because I did really like Misery.
Okay. Misery was good. That's a good one.
It brought the word hobbling into the lexicon.
Yeah.
Like everybody knows what that is because of that movie.
Everyone knows how to do it, more importantly.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that movie had some effective moments, and like it was another example of like Rob Reiner was like jumping around doing every genre. Like he was such a hot shot in his first like five or six movies, like with Spinal Tap and The Sure Thing and Princess Bride and Misery. Is like, what the fuck? This guy could do anything. And then he made more movies that all sucked, and we all just sort of backed away. But he had a really nice track record.
Do you think in order to get Rob Reiner to be good again, we need to kidnap him and break his legs and just like?
Yeah, we need you to write something of value.
If nothing else, Funny or Die should do a version of Misery where somebody does that to Rob Reiner. That'd be funny. What do you got for that one?
Just movies I just liked.
Yeah, you liked it. It's fine. It's a Stephen King movie, and it worked out fine.
I'll go Carrie for that.
Okay.
I like the religious undertones or overtones. I don't know the meaning of that word, but...
It was very religious.
Yeah. I like
how her mother was super religious, so that
was... Too religious.
That was a big part of the problem.
Yeah, she really forced it on you.
Yeah, and she, like... Her mother was so religious that Carrie had to find out about periods when she was bleeding in front of all the other girls in the high school.
That movie would have been very different if she was like a cool Christian. It was a lot of acoustic guitar.
Very loving Christian, very sweet to Carrie. Like, oh, I don't know what went wrong. She maybe just having telekinesis makes you a bad person.
Or she was just religiously Jewish. And then Carrie's like, what should I do? She goes, most laws don't apply to women, so you're fine. Just do what you want.
Do whatever you want. But yeah, I feel the same way about it. And strangely, as much as people love it, that's how I feel about Shawshank Redemption.
Wow.
Like people love... Don't punch me.
That's a bold
People wow. really fucking love that movie, but I just find it to be like just sort of a... You know, it's all right. I like it, but I'm not like...
That was when I knew that Doug Benson was...
I was going to try that, and I didn't feel confident.
Now we gotta hear it.
Andy Dufresne would not like Doug Benson if he met him in real life.
Is that Bane?
He would not. He would not treat him like a penguin.
All right, and
I was born in the sewers.
This is the tough one, you guys. Some people like to take a pass because they want to have a career in show business. Did you have fun shooting your scenes in Keeping Up with the Joneses?
I did have fun shooting it.
Yeah, you got to like fight with another guy that you worked in the same office, and Zach Galifianakis was the HR guy.
Yeah, it was fun. It was just fun being down there. I've never done a movie before, so it was pretty fucking cool.
You got to spend a lot of time around Gal Gadot in a sundress.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible situation.
I heard how I was trying to fucking talk to her.
Oh, no, really?
I mean, I tried, man.
And every time you talked to her, she would just shut it down like
shut
she was
down.
Not interested?
Like, are you kidding me?
I'm on a set with the handsome John Hamm and the hilarious Zach Galifianakis, and you have the nerve to try to step up?
I was like... my father's from Israel. And she was like, oh...
Shit. She was like, sorry, Ari.
What are you talking about? She goes, where I'm from, everyone's from Israel, so that's not an important thing.
Matt Walsh is fun to hang out with, though, right?
Yeah, he was cool.
Very nice guy.
He was cool. We went to see Bob Dylan one night. Just like, it was fun to shoot. I've never shot a movie before. It was fucking cool.
I like that movie, too. It's one that I like.
Come on, dude.
Watched a bunch of time on planes. I know. The critics didn't like it, but I enjoy it. But, you know. I'm friends with you and Zach and John, so like that probably helps a lot.
Yeah, maybe.
And Patton. And Patton shows up in it, too.
Patton Oswalt?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you never even seen it?
No, I did see it on a plane, one seat next to me and over and up one. And I saw it. I was like, oh, that's that movie. Oh, there's a scene I'm in. And then I saw it. I was like, cool. And then that was it. That's much less so.
Yeah, you really fight that guy. Like, you, like, try to strangle him. You're like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And you, like, grab him by the neck and push his chair over.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Some Asian dude, right?
Yeah, so that's his name.
Yeah.
Some Asian dude.
Okay, Tom, what's one that you hate?
Hate? All right, so I'm going to be honest here. I'm not super familiar with what is and isn't a Stephen King adaptation, because I hate horror, so it's not my... Oh, shit. Is Pet Sematary
a
Stephen King?
So mad at you,
so
yes.
I hate Pet Sematary.
Okay.
I don't need that shit. Oh, a dead rabbit's going to kill me? Fuck you. Get out of here.
Yeah, that one's got its share of lovers and detractors, I think. What about you, Adam?
Well, he took my one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, you can still say it.
I was going to say Pet.
It's a little less fun when we all just sit here and agree. But
I was going to say Pet Sematary. I haven't seen... Christine is him, right?
Christine, yeah.
I haven't seen Christine since I was a kid. I'm pretty sure I would fucking hate it if I watched it again.
I don't think it holds up.
I probably wouldn't.
I think it's not that... But also... It is kind of cool when Christine is killing the fat guy because Christine can't fit in the alley, but it wants to kill the fat guy. So it just wrecks itself. It just like
projected.
Jams into the alley until it can crush him.
That's the most aggressive body shaming.
An evil car is like, you're too fat.
Yeah, you're a pretty nice guy, but this car does not like fatties. I have a bumper sticker, no fatty.
That'd be the end of the new Christine, is it just gets taken down by bloggers. It gets shamed out of stopping being a car.
I heard it's diesel. Do you have one that you hate, Ari?
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with Carrie, the new one.
Oh, yes. Where the girl is perfectly attractive.
Totally hot. She'd get laid all the time.
Yeah.
She'd have no problems.
She'd figure out what a period is as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
Period. She's no dummy.
On the internet, of course I know what a period is.
Yeah, that was a weird one. That was a weird way to remake that. Sissy Spacek, like, there's a beauty to her, but she also, you could see where she'd be an outcast. She had a very different look about her, you know?
Yeah.
And, she... obviously became a movie star.
Can I say real quick, you just reminded me, I remember watching Carrie as a kid, the old version, and I didn't know that what was going on with the period thing, and my sister told me that the other girls had put razor blades in her soap. Wow. And that's why she was
bleeding.
That's
why she's bleeding in the shower.
Yeah, that's what she told. So I was like, yeah.
Because those girls are even more evil than just girls that would laugh at someone on their period.
Yeah, so I was like...
They would fucking cut her and then laugh at her.
Yeah.
Wow.
So at the end of the movie, I was like, yeah, they all deserve to die, especially you, Travolta.
So yeah, well, he murders a pig at one point to get the blood for it to pour on
Carrie. That's right.
Yeah, it's a gnarly movie.
But it
has a wacky tuxedo trying on scene because they're going to the prom. And there's like a wacky fast motion trying on a bunch of nutty tuxedos. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
It's a weird ass movie. Well, and then even when she's going crazy at the prom, it's like De Palma's in love with split screen. So like you see different things where people are getting fucked up in different parts of the auditorium. It's an interesting movie. Did you say one that you hate?
Yeah, what did you... Yeah, Carrie too.
Oh, okay, the remake of Carrie.
Yeah, I liked the okay.
The reboot of Carrie.
Yeah.
I wrote down two movies. I wrote two of them. Yeah, Maximum Overdrive. He directed. Stephen King directed it.
Oh.
Yeah, and starred Emilio Estevez when he was, and...
he never got better than Men at Work.
No, that was it for him. And then Dreamcatcher.
Oh, wow.
Is fucking awful, where like dudes are shitting out an alien out of their ass.
Oh, he wrote and directed
weird.
That, didn't he?
He didn't direct it, no.
Oh, but I think wasn't it his first original screenplay or something? His first.
Maybe he wrote the screenplay for it, but it's terrible.
Wow.
I think.
I haven't seen it.
Some people like it.
Sure, Salem's Lot wasn't also a movie or first. I remember one with vampires, and they were holed up in a church.
Yeah, that was. It was on TV. It was starred James Mason.
No way. It was a movie, too.
No.
I saw it when I was little.
No.
It was a movie, too.
No.
Look up on your box. This is like that Shazam thing.
They made a TV movie version of The Shining.
No, it was Salem's Lot. It was really bad. It was beyond TV bad.
Yeah, there might have been. There might have been something like maybe a Salem's Lot 2 or something.
Way before the TV movie.
Way before?
Before. Nerd, look it up.
No, there was.
I think he already is.
There was.
you know, the first movie was Care. The first adaptation was Carrie.
Yeah.
And then the next one was The Shining, and then a TV movie of Salem's Lot. Because those were his first three books.
TV that, miniseries?
That
movie?
Broke. It was a miniseries.
I say...
Rob Lowe was in it.
There's a movie.
No.
No? What else did he adapt? What else did
Stephen
King
It's just a miniseries.
Wow.
Yeah. But he might have had something to do with another vampire thing or something. But now we got to do one that you hate yourself for liking, Tom.
Oh, I don't know if I even have one.
Well, then you might have to pass.
I'm going
to
pass.
He's passing, you guys.
I'm passing. I'm not your pass.
I'm passing.
I'm not your pass.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I'm passing.
I'm going to go ahead and expand the parameters to include Richard Bachman books and go...
Of course.
And go go Running Man.
The Running Man, you like
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In spite of how terrible it is.
Yeah,
it's bad. The Running Man's bad?
It's...
With Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
It's such a great premise. Like Schwarzenegger in a game show that's life and death. And
what, that was bad?
Richard Dawson is the host of the game show, the guy from Family Feud.
Yeah.
And... I didn't think it turned out so great.
Wow.
But
it might be one of those ones, and not to make this kind of joke, but it might be one of those ones because I rewatched it recently and I was enjoying it, and then I had to, my girlfriend came in and watched the second half with me, and I didn't enjoy it as much just because I felt
because she's sitting here with that negative vibe.
Well,
like,
just
what
her
the
judgment
fuck is
of
this?
What the just, fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah.
I was like, but he's about to say now just plain zero, which I thought was genius at the time.
He had to split. After he fucking chopped it half.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good movie.
I didn't know we could just expand it. I'm going to go with She's All That. If it can be anything.
Oh, that's a Stephen King movie that you hate yourself for loving?
Yeah, yeah. There's a prom dress-up scene in that one, too. It's better.
Do you have one, Ari?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's something I hate that I like.
Yeah, like I think Pink. We made it all the most hateable ones. There's a few other ones.
I mean, Cujo.
Did you see Thinner?
I enjoyed. No. What about the ones with the guy with Balky Bartokomus?
What?
Yeah,
Perfect Strangers?
Yeah, and then he was in a TV movie of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Langoliers.
The Langoliers.
Yeah, that was for TV.
Yeah, I'll put that...
You could pass.
Oh. then
mine is Pet Sematary. Because I don't think it's a great movie, but I love how young the kid is in it and what fucked up shit they have him do.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna end
No,
the
I love
with
anything with 2 year olds.
I just love how young he is.
No, he's older than that. But he's the same kid in Pet Sematary. He's the same kid from Kindergarten Cop that yells out, "Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina."
Oh, really?
So you gotta love it.
Wow,
really? Rebound
wow, it's
strong.
Two genders. Seems a little problematic. Taking that kid down.
I love that part.
All right, well, here's the part of the show where I tell Bert Kreischer to turn it off because he doesn't like movie trivia games. Let the games begin. Name tags, come out of the shadows. We've got a lot of...
That is a great Morgan Freeman.
We've got a lot of medium-sized name tags out there today, and you can pick one out if you'd like, and bring it back to your seat. So just go grab one, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Resident Evia?
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our pals at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. You guys already know all about Loot Crate. They've been a longtime sponsor of Doug Loves Movies and have been incredibly generous with our listeners. If you haven't already, it's never too late to join the fun. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then try Loot Wear. Monthly wearables and accessories with cult classics from your favorite franchises. Or if you really want to get fancy, get a bigger box with even bigger loot with Loot Crate DX. Be the envy of your friends and get your 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter my code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. September's Loot Crate box is robotic, featuring items from Star Wars, Star Trek, Aliens, and Blade Runner. Yeah, all of those movies have robots in them. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, You know how it goes. That's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code D-O-U-G to save $3 on any new subscription today. Back to the show.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back! Tom, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Back Tia Future.
Yeah.
Is it Tia or Taya?
Taya.
Taya. Back Taya Future.
Yeah, we talked
about Well, now that I know it's Taya, I want to give it back. I don't know about Taya. But...
All right,
trade JFK, in. Just fucking kidding.
Do you want to trade in? That's great. Hashtag JFK. I got to write that down for this one. I like when we have a good hashtag. Adam?
I'm playing From Dusk Till Donna. Ooh. I guess that's Donna, and that's you as the Clooney character.
One. Oh yeah, you're in the Doug, you're in the Back to the Future one too. You're Marty.
Okay. I was writing down just fucking kidding. And Ari got Resident Evia.
Resident Evia. I really just took it because of Jonah Ray's picture. Now, is Jonah Ray over Michelle Rodriguez?
Yeah.
And his last name is also Rodriguez. Was that on purpose?
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jonah Rodriguez.
That's wild.
That also proves God exists also?
I mean, that's almost like the Doctor Who thing.
I think we have proved that God is real in this room tonight. Who wants to come forward?
What a weird venue to prove his existence.
This is where we need to prove it. He's fucking LA godless freaks.
Here's where he's most absent.
All right. Well, great job with the name tags, and you guys can just throw those down on the ground and
shit!
In a very violent way.
High school bully Ari's back, kicking around posters.
They all are like the same size and the same kind of paper. Like, did you guys?
Yeah, all made this
did
together.
You guys all do this together?
Yeah. Can you just buy these out front?
Audience project.
This is weird. I've never seen them where there's not like a giant one. This is wild.
It's interesting.
People in LA like to say paper. That's it.
That's true. People in LA are very, they're so conservative, they just show up and don't even bring a name tag at all. I love that about you guys.
My name is whatever you'd want me to be to fit in
yes.
the best here.
Call me, what is that voice? What are you doing?
I think I'm doing
Call me whatever
game.
You want. All right, so the first game we're going to play is a little something called Doing Lines with Mark.
What's up, y'all? You want to do some fucking lines?
Oh, shit!
Wow. What's up, Los Angeles?
Wow. Wow.
So Mark Wahlberg's here after an amazing appearance in Boise, Idaho. He's back here in Los Angeles. What's going on, dude?
How you guys doing? You doing good?
What's up? Why are you here?
I was out on my fucking midnight run. Started early, saw you were doing a show. I was like, I'll go make that show better. You like the beard, dude?
I do. You told us the other day why you have a beard, but what is it for?
New reason now.
Oh, well, really?
I originally said I'm not going to fucking shave till the Pats win, but then I'm like, do I really only want to have a beard for 8 days?
You think they're going to win next Sunday?
No, I know it. And then I thought to myself, I'm going to use this to be in a movie. So now, guy with a beard can't be a cop.
What? So why can't it be a
that's
cop?
That's your way of not being typecast as a cop anymore?
No, I'm going to be a fucking like normal person. I'm going to play a restaurant manager.
I don't think you could do that.
You didn't let me finish. Who used to be a cop?
So gross. Jesus, Wahlberg.
How did he lose the cop job?
You'll find out when you get your fucking ticket, dude.
Babe, was he fired for growing a beard?
What's that?
Nothing.
Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, dude. What if he was like, you can't fucking tell me what to do with my follicles? And he beat the shit out of his chief and they threw him out and he's running a restaurant. And then these guys come in and they try to shake him down for money, but they mess with the wrong restaurant manager. Because him and the dude who works for him is actually Jackie Chan. And they tear some shit up.
Wahlberg and Chan.
Sounds good, yeah.
Of course it fucking does. I'm in it. You want to do some lines?
What's the movie called?
Rush Hour 5.
Oh, shit.
Mark.
Rush Hour. It works. That's like a restaurant.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Mark, if you had
restaurants
any movies,
get busy.
If you had any movies you regret doing, what would they be?
Indiana Jones.
You're what? Not in that.
Oh, I thought you meant like ones I turned down. Any that I regret doing? Season 1 of Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers, yeah. I would say.
But everything else has been, like, I think it's AFI certified classic, I'm pretty sure.
Did Wahlburgers give you the idea for the cop movie that you're going to be making?
No, because then some money would go to my brothers Paul and Donnie, and that's not fucking happening. So, no.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to do a Max Payne and Pain and Gain mashup called Max Payne and Gain?
Yeah, for one reason. To not put The Rock in it.
Oh, you don't like him.
No, dude. He's a glorified background actor who got one tattoo, and then he got rich, so he got made that tattoo bigger, and we're supposed to fucking clap for him?
So you're going to say a line from a motion picture,
fucking know
and all three
it.
Of these dudes... Guess as often as you like. You have to guess what movie this is.
Is this one
from.
Of your movies or just any
it's,
movie?
It's just any movie.
Oh.
We did all of his movies, so now it's just any movie. And
movies,
he also
bro.
Has a little warm-up he does because he's such a fine actor.
Look good, feel good.
That's
you
what
look
the,
good. You feel good.
Yeah, that's what that part was. So now here's the part where he's saying a line from a movie.
You got a nice wrist chain there, Mark.
Just guess as often as you like.
It weighs 37 pounds. Here we go. She's a human.
Titanic.
And she's scared. She's a human. And she's scared.
Speed?
Why would somebody say that in Speed?
I mean, maybe there's a moment where Keanu
was
there
any lines in Speed?
Sandra Bullock is a human. She's scared.
Is it Planet of the Apes?
She's a human.
Fuck.
And she's scared.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
You want a new line?
Yeah.
Same movie, ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
No one in the audience yell out if you know it, because I know you're going to be overwhelmed.
What are you doing? Turn that down. She's never heard music before.
Oh, shit. Monsters, Inc.?
Minority Report.
What are you doing? Turn that down. She's never heard music before.
She's a human and she's never heard music?
What are you doing? Turn that down. She's never heard music before.
Oh, nice acting twist on that one.
It's not Minority.
What are you doing? Turn that down. She's never heard music before.
I'm getting chills.
He gave you like seven options.
Yeah, you can really.
What are you doing?
Must love
turn
how you
that
give
down.
Him so many.
She's never heard music before.
Versions
of
a woman who's
I like
been
that last
trapped
one. What are you doing? Turn that down. She's never heard music before.
ET2. No? Now the humans are in.
The Lovely Bones. The Lovely Bones.
No. You want another one?
Is it
yeah. Same movie. Ready?
Same movie. Yeah. Preferably. Otherwise, it gives us nothing.
Is she like an animal?
She's human.
Let me ask you right now. Does anyone in the audience know what movie it is? Okay, that's good too.
People
Let me ask everybody listening on their podcast, do you know what movie it is? Thank you, person in a Toyota. Here we go. Tay in the way.
What?
Tay in the way.
Tay in the way?
Oh, is it Nell?
It is fucking Nell.
What is it?
Way to go, dude.
Nell?
What's it called?
Nell, bro. Nell. Fucking Nell? JL? Fucking Nell, dude.
Fucking Nell?
Dude, JF crushes that shit, bro.
Wait, is this an alien movie or not?
Have you not seen Nell?
I've not seen Nell.
Get the fuck out
she's
of here.
She's a
I'll
human.
I'll see you guys later. I'll see you guys later.
Nell is a human, and she's never heard music before because she's deaf and
she
retarded,
lives in the woods.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to choose your verbs, you go ahead, bro.
Does somebody molest her?
She's got a lot of shit going on, but mainly she thinks she's a Tay in the way.
That's crazy.
She makes up her own language.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Are the other people in the movie humans too?
Look, I love you guys.
But
seriously, I paid for 4 hours for Donnie's sitter, so I can't keep going over this with you guys.
Do you have anything you want to plug before you go?
I guess I do. We're about 2 episodes left on this season of Wahlburgers. Go welcome, enjoy it. You're fucking happy because you deserve it. You're Americans. And then, Daddy's Home 2, $6 Million Man, and oh, don't forget to watch the season finale of Ballers.
Okay.
All right.
Good plug.
And also, why didn't you stop Hurricane Irma?
How do you know I didn't?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg, everybody! Yeah, I mean, now that he's gone, I can say this. You know, he did famously say that he would have, if he was on one of the planes at 9/11, he would have stopped it.
Yeah, yeah, I heard him say that, and I was like, it's about time you said it.
It's about time people know that they should have booked you on that plane.
Yeah.
Should have given you a ride. All right, so Adam won that game, so it means he gets to go first in this next game.
They should have a Wahlberg movie where he is an air marshal on that plane, and he stops the terrorist attack, and then just lands right.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of doing that show on HBO where they go, what if slavery was still a thing? How about a what if Mark Wahlberg had stopped 9/11? That'd be more interesting to me.
Yeah. Man, if that second plane never hit the second tower, it would have been weird if it just fell.
It just went down.
It just gave up.
Oh my God. Like, that's okay. A whole new movie. It Ghost
it looked at the first one and was like, I can't live without you, and then just collapses.
Yeah.
Finally, a rom-com about a couple of buildings.
All right. I think
there was
I should say
an airplane like thing in the back where somebody during the attack was trying to shave. And it was.
I'm glad no one's listening to this until September 12th.
I was about to say.
Very inappropriate.
I don't support 9/11 like these other comedians on the panel.
I'm not a 9/11 supporter. If you guys were thinking that
when you were asking me earlier if I like why I was out here, I was gonna say like I wanted to say like tickets were cheaper, and I was thinking like airline tickets should be cheaper on 9/11, right? Like
everyone flies for free. You didn't know that? If you're a baby. All the planes today were full of babies.
Piloted by babies.
Ever since 9/11, like what's it been, 16 years now? Every year I have flown somewhere on that day. This is the first year
really
that I haven't gotten in a plane. Because I mean, I didn't go out of my way to do it, but I just still was sort of like, I think it's cool to fly on 9/11 to just say like, yeah, fuck those guys, you know, like. I'm still going to live my life. But I didn't fly anywhere today. I just sat in L.A. and
should have flown to Burbank.
I just sat around profiling people. Well, that guy looks 9/11. Oh, there's a 9/11.
Oh, you're 9/11.
Over there. All right, we're going to play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And Adam gets to go first. I'm going to say this directly to Adam. I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture that was used in some form of its advertising or something. And you have to just guess what movie it is. If you can't guess what it is, then we'll move on to... we'll go to Tom next and then Ari.
Okay.
You'll get a piece of the action. It'll be cool.
No, it's like my ball.
Yeah. Adam, what movie had the tagline, if only they knew She had the power. If only they knew she had the power.
I don't think this is it. I'm going to say Supergirl.
No. Tom.
I'm going to go Carrie.
That's correct.
Hell yeah!
Wow, really?
Woo, doggy! Yeah.
I was going to guess Back to the Future.
The All mom right. to fuck her son.
Yeah. Ari gets to go first on this one.
Okay. Every mom's dream.
Is that a power or is that a right?
Elaborate. <No. laughs>
What movie had the tagline, "The tide has come"?
The tide has come.
Yeah, you can sing it if that helps.
The tide has come. Is it Wolverines? Whatever that one is. Red Dawn?
Wait, what? Oh. I thought you were just making Wolverine the Hugh Jackman movies, plural. Wolverines. But yeah, Red Dawn, no.
For sure not.
But that was a good guess.
Thanks, because of the tide.
Mm-hmm. The tide has come, Adam.
What was it? It's not also Carrie, is it?
That'd be fun. Be a fun game where just four different taglines from Carrie.
Blood tie.
This is more. It's not Perfect Storm, is it?
Mm-mm.
I was thinking that too.
So that's all you got, Tom?
No, I got another. I have a backup.
Okay.
So the tide has come?
The tide has come. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
Is it Jaws?
No.
No way. It's not a real tide.
No. For some reason, that was a tagline for the movie Misery.
Ah.
What?
Oh, I see a trend here.
Me too.
I feel a trend a brewing.
Who are you, Dana Gould? All right, so Ari gets to start us off again.
Fuck yes.
How do you kill something that can't possibly be alive?
It's got to be Pet Sematary.
No.
Fuck.
I got two choices here. I'm going to go with Christine.
That's correct.
Oh, nice.
What else? What was your other? Don't tell me.
All right, so Ari didn't get any right, so you have to sit this one out, Ari. This is just between Tom and Adam, and we'll start with Tom.
Okay.
If either one of you get this, you win this game. If you get on her bad side... You're toast.
Shit. It's
not a Madea movie.
Big Mama's House.
You're toast.
You're toast.
You're toast.
Is there a Carrie 2? Did we talk about that?
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm just going to go with Big Mama's House then. I have nothing better.
I think there was a Carrie 2, actually, now that you mention it, but no.
It doesn't sound like it's it, though.
It's Carrie 2, some nonsense, but no, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Adam?
I'm going to say it's the Drew Barrymore vehicle Firestarter.
That is correct! You win the Who's Tagline Is It Anyway game. Which means you get to go first in the Ron Bennington Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. And that's going to determine our winner tonight.
The Ron Bennington what?
Ron Bennington has a show, you know, on SiriusXM. And are you doing the Survivor pool this year?
Yeah, I lost first week.
You did? What'd you pick, the Patriots or some shit?
Yeah, the Patriots.
Why'd you pick them right away? Like, they're going to win a bunch of games, probably.
I mean, yeah, thanks.
Did you win last year or come close?
No, I was in a...
It was like Final Four, weren't you?
Yeah, I came pretty decent last year, actually.
You and me were both in the Final Four.
Did you win? No.
I think we got knocked out by the same thing.
Yeah, it's good when you go long. It sucks when you lose the first fucking week.
When you lose the first week, at least you can, the rest of the season, you can be like, I don't care. Like, you can just kind of walk away. But yeah, that does suck.
What is this? I'm sorry.
Ron Bennington's radio show on SiriusXM, they do a Survivor pool where they get a bunch of comedians,
and if you go the
and we all have to pick
streak?
A winner each week.
I see.
So I picked the Pittsburgh Steelers, who only won by 3 and didn't cover the spread, so I fucking lucked out.
There you go.
Yeah, but a lot of people picked the Patriots, I guess, and got knocked out in the first week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
I'm going to kill myself.
All right. But so Ron, on his show, suggested to me a game where you have people guess what... I'll give you a movie star, and you have to guess what movie of theirs was the highest grossing movie after adjusting for inflation.
Okay.
Yeah, and you get, if you get the first one, you get 3 points, and if you get the second one, you get 2, and if you get the third one, you get 3, and I ask you guys one at a time.
It's for sure wrong point system.
You know, I fucked it up, but everyone already knows how it works.
The point system has been adjusted for inflation. That's
like, just don't get 2. Get 1 or 3. That's the secret.
Yeah, I messed it up.
And this is the opposite of whose line is it anyway.
3 is worth 1 point. 3 is worth 1 point.
This is the opposite of whose line. The points do matter, right?
Oh yeah, this is okay. It's all on the line. All you win in that last game was the opportunity to go first, which is what Adam has. We have 3 rounds, and each one of you will get a chance to go first. We'll switch the order around, so Ari goes second. So I'm going to name an actor and actress. Then each one of you, in turn, has to name a movie you think might be in their top 3. You're hoping for number 1. Adam, mm-hmm. What's in Reese Witherspoon's top 3? Good old spoons.
See, you always go...
Spoon woman.
See, what? Oh,
spoon woman. She's married to Spoon Man.
Spoon woman. I was going to say, if she was in a movie called Spoon Woman, the superhero movies are always in the top. No, because then you go animated, but I can't think of any animated movie she was in. I'm going to go with Legally Blonde 2.
Ah. That's a good one.
Do you know the subtitle? I think it's like red, Legally white, blonder? And blonder or something.
Oh, right.
Or blonde and in charge or something.
If you get on our bad side, you're toast.
Legally Blonde 2, Blonde Demand. I don't care. I don't know and I don't care. Ari?
I was going to say Walk the Line or Election, but those can't be. So I'm going to go with Legally Blonde 1.
Just Legally Blonde 1.
Yeah.
Volume 1.
The beginning.
Tom?
I'm going to go with Walk the Line.
Okay, right. She won the Oscar for it.
I feel like
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
But nobody sees Oscar movies.
Joaquin Phoenix, terrific job. Like, oh, what if Johnny Cash had a hair lip? that's what it would be like.
It does that in a lot of his movies.
Yeah. Love that dude, though,
that
by
joke,
the way.
I'm not here.
okay, so... Coming in at number 3 for Reese Witherspoon after adjusting for inflation, Sweet Home Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah, nice. What's that about?
It's about that guy who had a dog, Sarah McLachlan, whatever his name is. What? He had a dog.
I don't know.
It's a beagle.
Coming in at number 2, you were right to think maybe animation might come into play, Adam. Because Monsters versus Aliens. She plays like an incredible 30-foot woman
giant
or whatever.
Woman, yeah.
Yeah. And then same problem for number 1.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so none of you are going to have any points on the board.
Balls.
Walk the Line was number 4.
Balls.
Wow.
And coming in at number 1, that karaoke like singing performance thing, Sing.
Oh,
yes, Sing made a shit ton of money. Yeah.
Wow.
That's Reese Witherspoon's number 1. All right, so nobody has any points yet, but we're going to change that. Ari gets to go first this time, and then Tom, and then Adam. The films of Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's the guy that was in Sweet Home Alabama.
No.
He wasn't the love interest in that one?
No. No, it was that other guy that was in a ton of movies for a while. And then
a Southern drunk, though, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess he was Southern.
All right, I don't know.
Go wasn't ahead. Him, though.
Hit me.
Any Matthew McConaughey movies coming to mind?
Oh, yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
I can answer?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say Contact. I think I might still say it. I can't really think of anything else. He's got to have been he was in that Fast Times at Ridgemont High movie. You know what I'm talking
about. The
one
that wasn't called Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
But you all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay with Contact just because it's sci-fi.
Okay.
Had to go.
Yeah, I feel like there's no way it stays in Confused, right?
With
like
inflation, though.
That's what I'm... Fuck. Because I'm either gonna... It's
Fuck!
Fuck! That's my catchphrase on this show.
Damn it!
I'm gonna say Interstellar.
Yeah. Okay.
Which one's Interstellar?
Oh yeah. You know, he says to his daughter, "I'm going to space. I'll see you in 50 years." And she's like, "Fuck you, Dad."
She's like, "I'm not going to space." He's like, "Huh, it'd be a lot cooler if you were."
He's like, all right, oh. Over.
Oh, yeah, that one had to make a lot of money. Over.
Adam?
Well, thanks for giving me my guess. I'm going to go Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Oh, who gave you that guess?
You did when you said, all right.
No, that's when he says that.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought he said it in Days and Confused.
He did say it in Days and Confused, right?
But he said it again.
He says it again in Magic Mike?
And a lot more people.
He takes out his dick and is like, all right.
Well, that takes some of the magic away.
A lot more people heard him say it in Magic Mike than they heard in Days and Confused. Yeah.
He should have said it in Dallas Buyers Club. Sir, you have AIDS. All right.
It'd be a lot cooler if I didn't have AIDS.
All right. Coming out at number 3 and putting some points on the board, it's Interstellar.
Yeah, I'll take a point.
That's you.
Yeah, so Tom has 1 point. Good for you, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Those points.
The news after that is not good.
Oh, no.
Except for Tom.
Number 2, after adjusting for inflation, a motion picture called Time to Kill.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow, that made a lot of money, huh?
With Sandy B and Sam Jackson. Yes, it was huge.
It's a great movie.
Based on a popular book. And coming in at number 1... Animation rules the day once again.
They always make the most.
Sing.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
Is this the theme? God damn it.
We know what you did, Doug.
It was right there. It was right there for the taking. All right, so Tom has 1, Adam and Ari need a point. You need
to
get
with a 3.
You guys need to get involved in this next one.
And I get to go first on this one, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Let's hope there isn't a twist.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh.
All right, I know you're going to fuck me on this, and I haven't seen the movie. I'm going to say Sing.
What do you mean I'm going to fuck you on this?
I think you're going to fuck me on this, Doug.
She's in Sing?
She's in Sing, yeah. Oh. So that's what he's going with.
I was
going
to go with Ghost World.
Wait, Adam gets to... Wait, what's the order? Was
you
Adam
can
next?
Still go with something.
Yeah. I think Adam...
It's going to be your turn at some point, Ari.
I mean, Sing would be an excellent answer if she didn't also make a movie called The Avengers.
Yeah.
Fuck! This is what I was talking about. Sometimes Doug fucks you, you know?
What's the full title of that movie, Adam?
There's only one Avengers she was in?
No, the first one is just called The Avengers.
Volume 1.
If you say so.
Okay, it's called The Avengers, not The Rise of Ultron.
Were there only 2 Avengers? How many Avengers were there?
That she's in?
Yeah.
You know, all of them.
I don't think any of them are called Rise of Ultron either.
Second one was.
Nope.
No. What was it called?
It's called The AIDS of Ultron.
Yeah. The AIDS of Ultron. Right, that's right.
Avengers Buyers Club.
What do you think, Ari?
I'm going to say The Avengers Rise of Ultron.
Right.
I had to go with one of the Avengers. How many were there? 3? What's the one where the Hulk was in a fucking box and they were falling to the ground?
Why haven't the Avengers fought AIDS yet? Why haven't they got that?
Or poverty.
Yeah.
What are these Avengers even doing?
Okay, so coming in at number 3... Captain America Civil War.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Yeah.
Crossover.
Yeah, she cruised around a bit. But Ari is on the board with 2 points for
Temporary
Avengers
lead.
Age of Ultron. Which felt a little like cheating. So I'm happy to say...
I was just going to say Avengers if you didn't.
I'm happy to say that coming in at number one is the Avengers.
Number one.
Yeah, Adam gets 3 points for that.
God damn it.
And I was fishing for Marvel's The Avengers when I was saying what's the full title.
As but opposed to Kellogg's The Avengers.
But if that's what the one where they really went for it and put Marvel put Marvel in there, and then since then they're like, that's going to get redundant to make people say Marvel.
William Shakespeare's The Avengers. In front of everything.
Yeah, so that means Adam Burke is our winner tonight. Congratulations. To From Dusk Till Donna, you get all the prizes. Where you at, Donna? Come over here and take this bag. And then also, hang on, the book wasn't big enough to fit in the bag. And also be careful of the lovely artwork that's inside the book.
Yeah,
congratulations, Donna. Great job. I had a tiebreaker all set up, so let's play it just for fun. And who went first in the beginning of that?
Oh, wait. I went first
the
on
first
that
round,
one.
Adam went first, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're back to you, Adam. John C. Reilly. Yeah.
He's the heroin guy?
The what?
The heroin guy?
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's known for, is heroin.
What fucking animated movie has he been in? Because that's...
Oh! Yeah, I know this one. And it wasn't animated. What could it be?
What do you got, Adam?
I'm going to go... I would go Chicago.
Yes.
Okay, Chicago.
Stupid piece of shit. That's it. You fell for it, you
that's
dumb fuck.
That's a good guess.
All right. 41, you maniac.
I don't know. Along Came Polly. I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Can I do it then? Wreck-It
you
Ralph.
Were totally confusing John C. Reilly with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So wait, how did you guys get me John C. Reilly as the heroin guy?
That's what I was already kind of like, wait a second.
I don't know anybody's real
name. That's not right.
We don't know his life.
So I'm saying Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
Ooh.
Making a sequel to Wreck-It Ralph. I'm
you
excited.
Mean,
put it back together, Ralph, please.
Quit fucking shit up, Ralph.
Ralph, we've talked about this.
Wait, so do you have an answer for John C. Reilly?
Oh, shit,
wait,
I'm sorry.
Now that you know who he is?
John C. Reilly. So, The Gangs of New York, was he in that?
Yeah, he was.
Mean, that won't be it, but I'll go with it.
He's in that.
Yeah, he's in that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting nobody went for Sing.
Oh, God! Doug fucks you!
Now, who's the stupid...
That's what this podcast should be called.
No, it's
Get fucked by Doug.
It's called Who's the Stupid Piece of Shit Now, Tom?
Getting Doug with fucked. Yeah, but in his case, it would only have been worth 1 point because he came in at number three.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, oddly enough, The Perfect Storm.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Mark Wahlberg, if he was still here, I think he left because he's got an early call tomorrow or something. But
Wahlberg has a sale on...
He would yell at you. A sale?
Yeah, they have a sale on pizza
sale
burgers.
Sale on burger. Pizza burgers?
Yeah, that's a new
is
thing.
Is that really a thing they have?
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of it because it's not catching on, so they're really trying to like lower the price.
I don't think Mark Wahlberg would be caught dead eating a pizza burger.
He wasn't happy about it.
Yeah. And then coming in number one for John C. Reilly, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1.
What? Not Volume 1. Shit.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph wasn't even on there. That's crazy.
Didn't make the top three. Might be close by. He's like, you know, some sort of officer.
Who does help.
All of his scenes are with Glenn Close, and they're not in Volume 2, so because that would have been in his top three for sure, because that made a ton of money. But anyway, let's start with our winner, Adam. What do you want to plug?
Fuck, I forgot about this part. I'll be at the Laugh Factory on Thursday. I don't know if this will air in time, but...
Yeah, it will.
I'll be at the...
Think so.
Catch me at the Late Show at the Laugh Factory.
Thursday night, Laugh Factory here in Los Angeles.
In L.A., yeah.
Here. And then back in Chicago, where can the people see you regularly?
You can see me at the Laugh Factory in Chicago regularly.
Oh, that's all you do is Laugh Factories? Laugh Factory tour?
He just clocks in and clocks out at the old factory.
I'm union.
Tom Chikar, what do you got coming up?
Check out my podcast, Stand By Your Band. Like I said, we defend shitty music. And it's music that sometimes I like it, like Coldplay. We did Toby Keith last week. It's a fun time. Comics come on to defend shitty music. Also, I have a live show at Caroline's on Broadway if you live in New York City.
What's it called?
It's called Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy. I host it with my dear friend Tommy McNamara, and we have an awesome show for the next one, September 27th, 9:30 p.m. with Joe List, Aparna Nancherla, Christina Hutchinson, Sean Donnelly, Martin Urbano, and more. $10 tickets with promo code MOMMY. Or if you just whisper that in my ear.
That's how you do a plug, Jesus.
Thank
Christ.
You. Yeah.
Well, Ari is a New Yorker now, so you should have him on sometime. I mean, if you guys can work it out.
Yeah, I'm not a mother, but I'd still love to do your show.
Well, if you're not a mother, I'm sorry. No. Okay. Sorry, Ari.
I just like saying no, Tom and Tommy Comedy Mommy. I like saying it.
Please come on, Ari.
All right. And
so I book the show.
Ari has a special on Netflix that's 2.5 hours. It's an epic. It's a long-ass special called Double Negative. And what else you got going on?
I got a podcast called Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Mm-hmm. And I do spots at the Stand in the Cellar in New York all the time. And, you know, just...
When you heading back east?
Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not here very long.
All right.
It's already got cold there. I'm fucking dreading it.
Oh, it's crazy. They have the long... It's just winter and summer there now. Like, spring and fall are like a day each. It's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rats don't even die out anymore. They just wait.
They just thrive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This turned out into a Tracy Let's Play real quick.
Oh, fuck you, Adam. Us hillbillies don't know what that means. And I like to get jokes.
You've never seen Bug?
No, I've seen Bugs. I live in a basement.
Killer Joe. Whatever. Thank you to all of my guests, Ari Shaffir, Tom Takar, Adam Burke. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks, buddy.
Portland this weekend. Come see me. Oh, also I'm going to be on AM Northwest in Portland on Friday morning. If you like to watch that program. And as always, not having a driver's license in LA is a shithead. Oh, maybe I should have closed with that one. Waiting until 2018 for Prop 64 to go into effect is a shithead.
Once again, thanks to our pals at Loot Crate for sponsoring today's show. Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. It's the best surprise you know is coming. September's Loot Crate theme is robotic, with items from Star Wars, Star Trek, Aliens, and Blade Runner. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. Subscribe by the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to receive this month's crate. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter my code D-O-U-G to save $3 on any new subscription. Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.